Good afternoon, Jane.
Hi, Jesse. Good to be here.
Thanks for coming on. So, Jane, let's hit the nail on the head here. Do we think that consent education in high schools is cutting it? Is it adequate?
No, I think it's quite clear that it's not, although a lot of people do think it is, and that needs to be investigated. But let's listen to the young people themselves, the school students. They're not happy with what they're getting. It's not sort of mandated. It's not compulsory. It's very disorganized. I think a lot of teachers feel very uncomfortable teaching consent education, sex education, relationship education. So maybe they need educating as well.
Absolutely. And I like that you've made a distinction between consent education and sex education. What is the difference? And are they actually being taught in tandem in schools?
Good question. Some schools they are. I mean, that's one of the problems. There's no kind of one way that all schools do it, but nor is the one way that I think all schools should do it, because at different ages, we all need to know different information and maybe told in different ways, because we can sometimes be told something one way and it just doesn't go in, you know, that feeling. And then other times, okay, we get it because it's told a different way. I mean, a really good teacher will notice the odd sort of like question mark on a student's face and think, okay, that student's not quite getting it. Let me try telling it a different way. So to go back to your question about the distinction, if there is one, between sex education and consent education and relationship education, they're all different, they're all separate, but they're also connected. And I think that's very important to remember, that we have to connect consent and relationships and sexuality and how we express our sexuality. We have to connect them, but maybe we also need to kind of tear them apart a bit and look at them separately so the students themselves can put it all together.
Absolutely. So almost sort of debunking this idea that there should be a standardised consent curriculum across Australian schools, because it's important for teachers to accommodate to the needs of each individual student. Is that right?
Yeah, and that's kind of how the curriculum works in Australia. I mean, there is a national curriculum and we know it's being reviewed at the moment, but it leaves how things are taught. That's pedagogy, if you like. I mean, what you're taught is curriculum, how you're taught it is pedagogy. It leaves that to teachers. And that's why I think it's important for teachers, well, and parents and carers come to that, learn how to do it.
Absolutely. And at the moment, you know, we've all been in lockdown. Students have been binging on their Netflix shows. And with the recent emergence of shows like Sex Education, which is obviously targeted at educating, but what also entertaining young audiences, do you think shows like this are actually helping in actually teaching students what the importance is of consent and about sexuality? And if so, is this something that can almost help inspire the Australian curriculum or teachers to kind of adopt into their teaching practices?
I actually think you're mentioning a program that I and my husband, we very, very much enjoy it. I think it's extremely funny. And, you know, as someone who's written a sex education book, I think it's really very good, because one thing it does unpack is that, of course, it's important for us all to know that yes means yes and no means no. But sometimes, as some of the characters in Sex Education reveal, you just don't know, you're not sure, you have very ambivalent feelings about it. And I think that's important to get across, that you don't know whether you want to do something or express it in a certain way. You're not sure even what it is, if you like. And that's why I find, that program, Sex Education, it sort of covers a lot of things that schools need to cover, and I think schools probably need to cover it in a different way, because while I think everyone's teaching ought to be at some level entertaining or enjoyable, if not entertaining, I think there are different ways of getting the message across.
Absolutely. And if there was almost one sort of main piece of advice that you could maybe give to teachers or even give to students when it comes to handling their sex education, when it comes to relationships, sexuality and consent, what would that sort of thing that you're most passionate about carrying across be?
Oh, that's a very, very good question and really quite difficult if there's just one thing. I guess I think that information, education, knowledge really doesn't have to hurt at all. if you know what to do with the knowledge, and if knowledge is accompanied by understanding, and that's for parents, carers, teachers to work on, not just knowledge, but understanding as well. But it's also important to know that if you don't know something, that's what can be very harmful. Ignorance, I think, is always going to be more harmful than knowledge and information.
Really critical point that you've just mentioned there. That was Associate Professor for New South Wales, Jane Mills, joining us to discuss the importance of not only teaching consent and adequate sex education within Australian schools, but also talking about how our curriculums can be altered to best meet the needs of students.